Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. All right, we got some breaking news for you in regards to that investigation that was launched into Senator Mark Kelly. As many of you guys know, he was trying his best to tell our service members not to follow orders if they deem it as unlawful. He did so in a video, and well, it's not going well for him. The Department of War just sent over quite a lengthy statement. It's up on my X page if you want to read it, all of it, because there's so much there. But ultimately, the Department of War has initiated retirement-grade determination proceedings under which they can reduce his retirement grade, his retired grade, I should say. So that's his rank. Let's bring Matt back in, because obviously, Matt, you are a vet. You'll understand this more than myself. So break down this latest update on all of this. What does this mean for Mark Kelly?
It's a huge slap to the face. So when you are retired from the United States military, such as myself or Mark Kelly, you are still bound to the UCMJ. You know, you are receiving pay from the United States government as a retired member of the United States military. Mark Kelly, most interestingly, ended up retiring from what I've read so far as a lieutenant general. Mm-hmm. And they, in the Department of War statement, ended up knocking him down to a captain, which is massive. That means they found him guilty of the things in which he was at least accused of. And so when we end up seeing these proceedings, we're going to learn more on how he ended up getting there. But this is absolutely unprecedented. I'm trying to think of there is no other U.S. senator, you know, that ended up getting tried for this, that ended up getting knocked down on this level. But what it does absolutely do is, you know, I think it's very... This is huge for the Trump administration, for the Department of War, for everybody else. We've got laws on the books in this country, right? And these laws are not meant to be played with. They're not meant to be bent. They're most certainly not meant to be broken. And you most certainly should not try to undermine the commander in chief of the United States military. And that is particularly what Mark Kelly did. And that is exactly what they looked into and what they dug into. And a jury of his peers, a judge, everybody has agreed that Mark Kelly has done these things, and they saw fit to demote him. So he's no longer a lieutenant general, as they've noted very, very carefully in their post. It appears to me as if he is he's now a captain. So his pay is going to get docked and everything else. But more importantly, he's going to have a blemish on his service record now, to which we will see what they ended up finding him guilty of in order to, downgrade him. But that's huge. That's massive.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is massive. And the Pentagon also adding to this that if he'd like, he could definitely try to submit a written response, for he has about 30 days to do so in regards to his retirement grade determination process that we all see being played out now. But yeah, he could challenge it if he wants to, they're saying, and we'll kind of wait and see how that all kind of pans out. But I mean, Matt, I think that's massive, massive news. And it's interesting as we keep our eye on all of this. I don't think Mark Kelly really sized this up too well. I think he thought he was going to put out this video and it wasn't going to get much in the way of pushback on all of this. But as we watch what unfolded in Venezuela, I mean, he possibly, if people listened to him, they might have not actually carried out what we saw get carried out in Venezuela. And they might have claimed something stupid, that's like right, international law or something like that. So this was a really, really important issue for them to jump on. I'll give you about 30 seconds. Your reaction, though, to that, because again, they could have just possibly just said, all right, well, we deem this as illegal and not participated in this because Mark Kelly told us to.
Yeah, that's dangerous as hell. You know, it's extremely dangerous as hell. And the United States military is not stupid. You get briefed on all of these things from day one inside of the United States military. You learn about it in basic training. But it's not for things such as this. You know, it's not for lawful orders that are coming down from the commander-in-chief of the United States of America that get filtered through the entire legal process and legal system before you get told to go over and conduct an operation. It's talking about, you know, that law in particular is talking about, you know, if you're a private on the battlefield and your lieutenant tells you to just start shooting civilians, right? That's where that comes into place. It doesn't come into play when you're talking about conducting legitimate operations. Mark Kelly knew exactly what he was doing, and the Department of War found that out. And I'm very happy to see that they ended up demoting him. I wish they would have just done it even further. I mean, quite honestly, I wish they would have like ripped him of all of his rank.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure there's more to come on Mark Kelly, and I'm hoping he learned his lesson. Matt, stay put. I want to ask you a couple more questions in regards to Cuba, because I know that was on people's mind yesterday, and we just learned, obviously, that there were 32 Cubans killed in all of this. So we'll keep it on Venezuela, and we'll dive into all of the latest details on that. So buckle up, folks. There's more to discuss in just a little bit. In the meantime, though, make sure you download the Alex Jones app over at the App Store. If you haven't done so already, alexjonesapp.com is the easiest place to go to do just that.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We had a little bit of breaking news coming your way. Speaking to the Department of War, they have just ruled in regards to Senator Mark Kelly. I know many of you probably aren't very fond of these days, but it's good news. Well, he's got a reduction of his retirement grade. And so that is the very latest on that front. We'll obviously dive into that as we learn more, but that is the statement being given over to me by the Pentagon, and we'll keep following that. But I want to go back because we have Matt Tardio still on, and if you don't follow him on X, I'd highly recommend you do just that. It's Anger Tab is how you find him on X. He's a podcaster, veteran, and former law enforcement officer. But I wanted to get his take on this because I see a lot of people are talking in regards to Venezuela and the capture of Nicolas Maduro. They're very concerned about the oil angle to all of this. Now, take a listen, because Marco Rubio is kind of adding to those concerns in clip 14. Take a listen.
How do you plan to run the country?
Well, first of all, I think the important thing to point out is that the key to what that regime relies on and is their economy fueled by oil. And right now, it is an oil industry that is backwards and really needs a lot of help and work in terms of it. And not only that, but it doesn't help the people. None of the money from the oil gets to the people. It's all stolen by the people that are on the top there. And so that's why we have a quarantine. There's a quarantine right now in which sanctioned oil shipments, there's a boat, and that boat is under U.S. sanctions. We go get a court order, we will seize it. That remains in place. And that's a tremendous amount of leverage that will continue to be in place until we see changes that not just further the national interest of the United States, which is number one, but also that lead to a better future for the people of Venezuela. And so that's the sort of control the president is pointing to when he says that. We continue with that quarantine, and we expect to see that there will be changes, not just in the way the oil industry is run for the benefit of the people, but also so that they stop the drug trafficking, so that we no longer have these gang problems, so that they kick the FARC and the ELN out, and that they no longer cozy up to Hezbollah and Iran in our own hemisphere.
All right, Matt. So obviously there's a lot here, but people are deeply concerned in regards to the oil angle to all of this. You know, I know Venezuela is sitting on a massive amount of oil. They have about 303 billion barrels worth of crude, and they are fifth in the world. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Are you concerned in regards to us using their oil as leverage?
No, not at all. Not at all. When we start talking about, the possibilities of war with everything that China, Russia, and Iran are doing, I would rather the U.S. go in and remove Maduro and use oil as leverage in order to force them into a better geopolitical position than dropping bombs. And I think most Americans would probably agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's true. And I think that's a great point to bring up. I wanted to also get your take on this because I think a lot of people are floating other countries out there that could be next in line. And, you know, President Trump obviously making it his mission to go after drugs. Specifically, though, he has to address the drugs coming into our country from Mexico. That's a big, big issue, obviously. And if he's taking on Venezuela, you got to go to Mexico next. It just seems to make sense, given that's where most of it are coming in from. But President Trump was asked specifically about that in clip 15. Take a listen.
By the way, you have to do something with Mexico. Mexico has to get there. Act together, because they're pouring through Mexico, and we're going to have to do something. We'd love Mexico to do it. They're capable of doing it. But unfortunately, the cartels are very strong in Mexico.
I remember one time you actually, speaking of Mexico, I asked you about Claudia Sheinbaum, and you told me at one point you had offered to send U.S. troops into Mexico to combat drug trafficking there. Is that something you would
like to
talk about?
I think she's a terrific person. I would say every single time I talked to her, I offered to send troops.
And she's just not willing?
She's concerned. She's a little afraid. Mm. The cartels are running Mexico. Whether you like it or not, it's
like
not
it
nice
not.
To say, but
it's
the cartels are running Mexico.
All right. Do you think President Trump is going to go after the cartels directly, given the fact he just told you that the president of Mexico isn't running things? We've known that for a while, but that she's afraid. It really highlights that, yeah, there is an active threat there, and they're not going to get the government's help. So the U.S. just needs to act if they truly want to take on these drug wars.
Yeah, I think the U.S. will have to act against some of the cartel organizations over inside Mexico. I don't think the Mexican president is going to get behind it. She had made a statement back when we saw some of the uprisings over in Mexico not that long ago, just a couple of weeks ago. And she had made a statement about it not being fair to the cartels and they're not given due process. And you're essentially assassinating, killing people by going in and arresting them because it's going to, you know, ultimately result in a gunfight. And I'm probably misquoting her a little bit there. Just beware viewers. But at the same time, yeah, she doesn't want to actually go after the cartels. And she stated it outright. If you read over Maduro's indictment, which is why this is kind of so important, is Maduro was partnered up with those cartels over inside Mexico. And as you heard Marco Rubio mention, the FARC as well. And so what you had was kind of this little triangle of organizations that were working between Venezuela, Mexico, and Colombia. The FARC has been operating over inside Colombia, and out of the FARC ended up coming two more narco-terrorist organizations designated FTOs by the United States of America. Some special forces group has been working pretty hard with the Colombian military to go after the FARC, and the Colombian military has been going after the FARC for quite some time. But with all of that being said, knocking out Maduro is a huge chunk of that. And he's kind of the low-hanging fruit, if you will, when it goes into that, going over and ripping Maduro out. Because, you know, when we start talking about drugs, and if you read over Maduro's indictment, what you're going to see is you're going to see Maduro issuing diplomatic passports, in diplomatic flights and things like that are facilitating the trafficking of drugs and the proceeds thereof to and from the United States over into Mexico, which are then funding the cocaine and whatnot down inside Colombia, the money that's going directly into the FARC. And so ripping out Maduro, you're essentially ripping out a huge chunk, just kind of how we talked about ripping out Maduro rips out a huge chunk for China, Russia, and Iran. Well, ripping out Maduro does the same thing for that narco trafficking world. You know, people look at, Venezuela, and I do as well, you know, when we talk about it, and we say, well, Venezuela's not in the top five of countries that end up shipping drugs into the United States of America. But what they are is they are a hub. Essentially, you know, Maduro is operating as a hub because he had this state power in order to do things like diplomatic passports, diplomatic flights, and transfers of money and personnel in order to make those things happen. So by taking him out, you do take a huge blow to not just the FARC over in Colombia, but also to, the cartels down inside of Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing how this all plays out. And I did see the president yesterday also alluding to the fact that Colombia might be next up as well, because this is all obviously intertwined. So that would make sense there. But, you know, we're learning obviously through the Cuban government that 32 Cubans were killed in all of this. And that's because they were actually guarding Maduro. I remember a couple of days ago, I'm pretty sure it was Eric Prince who also said this, that the Cubans were involved in this and that they were actually the ones guarding Maduro. So I thought that was a really interesting element to all of this. But Lindsey Graham, while he was aboard that flight, you see that he's standing right next to President Trump, and it just, you know, personally makes me cringe. But Lindsey Graham was talking about possibly going after Cuba next. But President Trump yesterday in clip 17 kind of disputed that. Take a listen.
The go-to, and you were just talking about Cuba and what could come next there. Are you considering U.S. action in Cuba?
We're not. I think it's just going to fall. I don't think we need any action. It looks like it's going down. It's going down for the count. You ever watch a fight?
I have.
They go down for the count. And Cuba looks like it's going down. What do you think, Howard?
It's going down. They've lived off of Venezuela, right? The economics were all Venezuelan, right? That's why you said the protective force of Maduro was Cuban, right? They were Cuban guards. So they were just paying Cuba when that money stopped.
Don't hire them in the future, man.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
People from our country who were forced to come over they really didn't want, you know, they were from Cuba. People from different countries like to stay in those countries, whatever, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And people want to go back to Cuba, and they want to work in Cuba, but Cuba's going down for the count. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right. So obviously, President Trump not really aligning with Lindsey Graham there when he was trying to fearmonger a bit. But do you think that Cuba's next to go down financially in all of this, since now they've been cut off from Venezuela?
So you remember how I mentioned all those things that happened kind of behind the scenes with the United States prior to Maduro getting ripped out? Let's not make any mistake about it. I have no doubt that the United States intel community has some other plans for Cuba as well. Mm-hmm. And so when you're looking at different things that we can do to start taking down some of these organizations, there's a whole array, you know, that the United States can bring to the table when it comes to what we want to do. And likely some of those things that are going to end up going down in Cuba is kind of like what we're seeing going down over inside of Iran, in order to start getting him removed from power and start to change the entire, you know, atmosphere over inside Cuba. You know, my next prediction for what Trump may or may not do as far as military action goes is going to be in Colombia. There's a lot of tension between him and Colombia right now, between the United States and Colombia. Trump has, you know, accused them of not doing enough to go after the FARC. I think Lindsey Graham might be fear-mongering a little bit when it goes into Cuba. And it also goes to show you, you know, the people over inside Venezuela, when we talk about the bodyguards being Cuban. Like Maduro himself could even trust local nationals inside Venezuela, like Venezuelan citizens, to be his close, you know, bodyguards. And so he's got to bring in people from Cuba in order to do that. And of course, Cuba is going to turn around and, oh, you killed all of our citizens. No, you were protecting Maduro and you were doing it for a reason. Reminds me of when I was running around Central and East Africa. And because I'm a white guy, you know, I'd be offered jobs all the time. And this isn't a joke. You know, they just don't trust their own over there. They what is the term that they use? Mzungu, something. I think that was the term that they have for white people over there. But because you're white, you can be trusted because you have money and several other things, versus being from the local population. You can't be trusted. You could be bought. All of these different things can go into you. So Maduro surrounded himself with people that were bought and paid for, you know, by Cuba, that were going to be loyal to him because they were likely making a hefty amount of money for doing so. And, you know, unfortunately for them, they ended up giving their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think that they really took the threat of President Trump, but President Trump was issuing very seriously. I think that's very, very clear. And I think you're 100% correct when you talk about Colombia being next up. Before you go, though, I did want to get your take on Greenland, because that's also very popular right now in the news cycle. People are talking about possibly the United States getting involved there. Obviously, that's quite important for us in the U.S. I'll give you the U.K. take on all of this in just a bit. Let's play clip 18.
I will say this about Greenland. We need Greenland from a national security situation. It's so strategic. Right now, Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security. And Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you. You know what Denmark did recently to boost up security in Greenland? They added one more dog sled. It's true. They thought that was a great move.
What would the justification be for a claim to Greenland? What would the justification
I don't want to talk about Greenland now. I just say this. We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security. And the European Union needs us to have it. And they know that.
All right. So obviously, President Trump making it very clear on where he stands on Greenland. Denmark not very happy with that, though. And the British prime minister, not very happy with it either. Keir Starmer coming out and saying that he doesn't support the United States getting their hands on Greenland. He's actually going to back Denmark and all of this to make sure that doesn't happen. But again, Starmer, not really a tough guy. I used a very colorful word for him over the weekend, and I think people really enjoyed it, but I won't say it on air. But, you know, it's just sitting back and watching these people pretend like, you know, President Trump isn't capable of doing it. I mean, Kiermer is someone who's probably be worried about his own country right now. It's been conquered.
Thank you. I was just
Muslims.
About to say that.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that before you did. Yeah. Maybe they ought to worry about what they got going on their streets before they start worried about what the United States is doing. Because, you know, well, hell, you know, I say that today, but over inside of New York City, you also have the call to prayer being blasted right now, you know, which I think is hilarious. Because imagine being Maduro being trucked through the streets of New York City by the United States of America and hearing the Islamic call to prayer in the background. And then, you know, that man probably hasn't slept very much since he got ripped out of his bed in the middle of the night. But, yeah, I mean, originally when I looked at Greenland, I was like, yeah, I just don't see that being possible. But The more I've looked into the Russia-Chinese situation, and you heard Trump, you know, he flat out said it. You've got Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. And I would tell your viewers, because there's just not enough time for us to really dig into it right now, but to look into the Russian shadow fleets and what they've been doing over to the EU, and why countries such as Poland, which is why I brought it up, have taken a stance. And if we start having that stuff happening over here in the United States of America, it's going to be a problem. You know, it's going to be a very big problem. And again, I would rather have us doing leveraging certain things on the global scale versus dropping bombs. I don't think a global conflict would be very good right now, in particular. So I think what the president is doing is he's trying to reposition the United States. I think over the last several decades, because of how the United States infrastructure has been, you know, placed on the global economy and the global scale, you know, you start talking about data centers in the Asia Pacific, or, you know, the Indo Pacific region and things like that were taking place. We were very vulnerable to China, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of our different systems and stuff like that. And so when we're talking about, you know, looking at Greenland being very strategic to the United States of America and for our safety and security, I don't think he's lying about that. You know, the EU is kind of in a poor situation because of their location, you know, to Russia, generally speaking, with waterways that kind of connect everything. And so they're able to have that shadow fleet. But by taking Greenland and having Greenland kind of, I don't know how they plan on doing it, but I would tend to agree with them a little bit, you know. China and Russia have been very bold over the last, you know, several years, and it keeps getting worse and worse as it comes to the United States of America. Let's not forget about the weather balloons that were floating over top of the United States of America. That was a very interesting conversation for me to have with one of my buddies that's pretty high up in the Space Force about what was kind of taking place behind the scenes there. But, you know, we also had Russia that was, you know, shutting down airspace, issuing NOTAMs off the coast of California last year. For different launches and things like that were taking place. We had a Russian sub that was going off the coast of Florida on its way to, guess where, Cuba, just last year. So we have all of these different issues. And obviously, like, Russian bombers and things like that going over and probing Alaska, probing the west coast of the United States of America, things like that are very typical right now, and things that the EU has been dealing with for a long time. And I want you to look at what happened to Ukraine prior to. You know, everybody thought that Russia invading Ukraine was never going to happen. We ignored them going in and taking Crimea. We allowed Putin and Russia to claim that they were conducting military drills, a buildup of 200,000 troops on the border of Ukraine before they ended up going in. And I want you to take a look at what China is doing outside of Taiwan. You know, Taiwan's very, very, very key to the United States of America, particularly for our national defense and security. They build a vast majority of the microprocessors that we use in a lot of different defense technology. A lot of the things that are allowing you and I to talk right now, a lot of that stuff is coming out of Taiwan. And so if China ends up taking that, it's going to be a big problem. And so it's important for the United States to posture ourselves right now and let China and let Russia know that, no, we're still the global superpower. And if you mess around, you're going to find out. We are going to take action.
Yeah. Well, I like that that's the theme with this current administration these days. You know, if you mess around, you're going to find out the hard way. Matt, thank you for joining us. For folks at home right now, make sure you give him a follow on X at AngerTab. That's where you're going to find him on X. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it as always.
Yeah. Thanks for having me again.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. All right, folks, I want to remind you all right now over the Alex Jones store right now. AlexJonesStore.com has, whenever you make a purchase of a supplement, you're going to get a free atomic defense bottle with it. Now, keep in mind, we're heading in right now to cold and flu season. If we're not there yet, here in Texas, it's a little warm, so we're kind of getting over there. But this is a great, great supplement that you're going to want to take, of course, every single morning. Add it to your collection. Head on over and out to thealexjonesstore.com. Whenever you purchase a supplement for a very limited time, you're going to get a free atomic defense bottle as well. Now, this is very, very important for you. Or if you want, you get the Shilajit gummies. But I'm going to go with the atomic defense because, folks, again, cold and flu season's here. You want to be immune to either. You got to make sure your defense system is up and running properly and well-fueled. This is a great way to do just that. Head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. This isn't going to last forever. It's going to expire this sale very, very shortly. So do that right now. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. All right. I wanted to bring your focus to a couple of other things. You know, I'm very, very proud of Brett Cooper, who has actually just called out Republicans for, pretending to be MAHA supporters in Florida right now. And it's a little separate because it's two different things. But they're trying to ban paper straws in Florida. And I'm obviously all on board with that. They're absolutely disgusting. And it ruins any drink when they add a paper straw to your cup. But she highlights a very important issue, which is going on right now in Congress. And House Republicans, according to her, are the ones that are pushing it. It's very much against the MAHA movement. Take a listen to clip 11.
All right. Well, I hate paper straws, so yeah. I am happy if we get rid of them. But I do want to say, you know, they're citing health concerns here. I feel like they're throwing a bone to the MAGA movement in Florida. But this is kind of disappointing to me because they're citing concerns about chemicals. Meanwhile, House Republicans are slipping something into our new spending bill. It is Section 453, I believe, which would give immunity to huge pesticide companies. I think it would cover 57,000 different chemicals. And these are chemicals that have been linked to cancer and Parkinson's and infertility. And House Republicans are just slipping it in, which feels like they're giving the middle finger to MAGA. And so while I am excited about getting rid of paper straws and I hate them, I think any girl who enjoys her iced lattes every day wants them gone. But it feels like this is a bigger issue that we should be talking about if we're concerned with the chemicals and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Right. Well, we should be concerned about this. Pesticides being forced into our food is a major issue in this country. And even though you're sitting there and you're purchasing organic, because I try my very best to do just that, folks, when they're spraying, guess what happens to your organic food as well. So we've got a major issue in our hands. And just knowing that House Republicans are also backing it now, well, that is deeply, deeply concerning. They're doing everything possible to push back the MAGA agenda. But the reality of it is our food is toxic. It's poison. They are intentionally doing this. And as you could hear from there, Brett Cooper telling you that they're trying to give these companies immunity. It's absolutely disgusting, and it has nothing to do with government spending, but they always try to slip these things in thanks to the lobbyists that are pushing these things, of course, and it's just infuriating. It's just infuriating. Folks, also, I just wanted to highlight this as well. You know, the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, also sending over a censure letter to Senator Mark Kelly as well. So I don't think I put that in there, but I wanted to make sure you guys all knew that he will be receiving that letter very, very shortly. And it will detail how his retirement rank and pay, well, he's got a big issue there, and he's obviously being downgraded. So this is good news. It's this bit of hope that we could get some kind of accountability here. So I'm all in, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. We'll be taking your calls, too, if you'd like to sound off on the Mark Kelly issue as well. We'll do that around 11-ish, because we're also going to be trying to keep our eye on that press conference that's expected to happen any minute then. So we'll be trying to dive into some calls. If you'd like to join the hold line right now and join us later in the third hour of the show, you can call us 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. But in just a few moments, John Fawcett's going to be joining the show. John, I met John back in my days of working over at Fox Business on the Lou Dobbs show. He was Lou's producer, and they were buds. It's a very sad, obviously, that Lou is no longer with us, but John has taken over his show to carry on his legacy. He's the host of the Great America Show, and John's going to be joining us to talk about what we saw unravel in Venezuela. This was a topic that Lou and I remember working in the control room, and it's how I started over at Fox. I was the prompter girl, so I was rolling through Lou's scripts every night, and he was very, very passionate about Venezuela. So it breaks my heart that he's no longer with us, but you know, I just wanted to get John's take on what Lou would think if he was with us today. What he would be thinking and what he'd be covering in regards to Venezuela. I know he'd be a very, very happy man to see what President Trump has just done. And so we look forward to speaking to John on that front. We'll also be joined by Hunter Gaylor in about like an hour and a half, I'll say. He'll be joining us to break down the economic ramifications and all things related to Venezuela, plus China, because I'm watching the price of silver and it's skyrocketing today. And it's because China's playing games. So we'll ask Hunter about that. In the meantime, folks, again, if you haven't downloaded the app, I don't know what you're waiting on. Head on over, alexjonesapp.com right now and download the app. It's the best way to stay in touch with us, of course. And also make sure you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. If you're looking to get a free bottle of Atomic Defense, well, you get it whenever you purchase a supplement over at the alexjonesstore.com. So head on over there right now and make sure you're heading into flu and cold season with your immune system in tip-top shape over at the alexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together.
and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, it's been a crazy, crazy news day, as many of you guys know. We got some breaking news, obviously. We talked about it, about Mark Kelly. Fox News pretending like it's exclusive. They just pushed that out. It's an exclusive. No, Fox News, are you not watching InfoWars? Because we beat you to it. We beat you to it. They're wrong. We got you the update regarding Mark Kelly. And now he's being kind of demoted, retirement-wise. He's getting a censure letter. We broke that for you guys here on this show. They did not exclusively. Big one for us, of course. But we're also talking about, and I'm waiting to hear back from the White House, the Pentagon, unable to confirm how many service members were injured in Venezuela. The White House hopefully getting back to us soon. They did just respond, but they are obviously having to get approval on that. I'm looking to see how many of our service members were shot. Again, no one killed in the capture of Nicolas Maduro. I mean, that is a massive, massive victory. But when it comes to Venezuela, the Trump administration has been really fighting this battle for quite some time. They've wanted I've known about this for years now. They've wanted to go out there and capture Nicolas Maduro. Now, unfortunately, in the first administration, they did not do that because there was a lot of pushback from a lot of people who probably shouldn't have been in the administration in the first place. But now that the president is back and he is running the show, well, he seems to be doing a pretty good job at this so far. What put it on my radar was back when I worked at Fox Business. And I know you all know who he is. Mr. Lou Dobbs would cover Venezuela extensively all the time. And he was always so proud of President Trump and made it very, very clear. But, you know, I was wondering when I was watching all the Venezuela news break, what would Lou say if he was with us today? As many of you guys know, we tragically lost Lou Dobbs. And it's just been such a heartbreak because I know he'd be so thrilled with the president of the United States. So joining me to discuss just that is John Fawcett. He's the host of The Great America Show, and he's with us now. And, you know, John, like I said before, I was so happy to hear that President Trump was going into Venezuela because this is something that he wanted to do. He wanted to capture Nicolas Maduro earlier on. Back, I believe it was like 2018 we were hearing about this, 2017. And so it was good to see that he was able to carry these plans out for his sake, at least. But if Lou was here today, I mean, he would have been thrilled because I know Lou extensively covered the election, the rumors about the election influence that they had, we could say. So what do you make of all of this? What do you think Lou would say if he was here today?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Brianna. I appreciate it. And thank you for keeping the legacy and the name of Lou Dobbs alive, because over the weekend, all I saw was Lou Dobbs this on Twitter. And you and I were both at Fox when Lou was fired for it. They could frame it whatever they want to. But he was fired from Fox News for talking about stolen elections. Now, Brianna, as I watched this all unfold over the weekend, thought I was going to be able to take a weekend off. Apparently not. As I watched it all unfold, I said, there's got to be more to it. There's got to be more to just the drugs. And as we saw, it turns out it's more than just the drugs. It's the oil. But over the weekend, President Trump was sort of posting some subliminal messages over on his Truth Social regarding elections and stolen elections and certain companies and things that reportedly and unverified, but reportedly took place in Venezuela. So a lot of people are saying that there's more to this than just the oil. There's more to this than just the drugs and the hundreds of thousands of people that Maduro has killed. But there's a silver lining to it, I think, and I hope, and I know the great Lou Dobbs is smiling down, knowing that once again, Brianna, he will be vindicated on yet another issue.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so impressive to sit back and see, because I was thinking about it all weekend. It's another issue. Again, it was Fox pushing him out for this reason alone. And it's so incredible to see possibly the truth just kind of get to the top of the surface of all of this. We look forward to that. But, you know, things are getting kind of weird because people like John Brennan are complimenting the president for how he ran all of this in Venezuela. And I know the mainstream media wasn't expecting him to be so complimentary, but, you know, Brennan can't even deny what took place. Let's listen in to clip 19.
What did you make of the events of the last 24 hours here?
Well, Jen, I thought you did a very good job teeing this up. First of all, again, the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence are second to none in terms of their capabilities, their competence, talent, as well as their courageous actions. And so it does look as though it was a flawlessly executed operation, at least according to what we hear from the administration so far. And a lot of planning went into that. But that was, and I don't want to say it's the easy part, because it was a sort of a complex operation. But this happened less than 24 hours ago. Now the big question is, what is the impact of that action? I think there are a lot of people in Venezuela and outside who are celebrating the departure of Maduro. She pointed out he was an illegitimately installed leader, a dictator of Venezuela. He was involved in drug running for a number of years. He's been involved in a lot of, you know, criminal activity. And so, yes, it's good that he is no longer in charge. But the big question is, what is going to happen now after this?
Yeah, so I think that's the big question here. What do you think is going to happen after this? But most importantly, what do you think about just Brennan analyzing all of this and saying that they did an incredible job?
Brianna, anytime John Brennan, Lindsey Graham, or John Bolton are in agreements with President Trump on something, it terrifies the heck out of me. And the only thing, the part about this whole situation that scares me a little bit is that you've got companies like Schlumberger and Halliburton getting ready to come on in and pounce. And it's these military industrial complex companies, Brianna, that you and I talk about more often than not, who have destroyed America. They've destroyed some of the things we've done overseas. You look at what they've done to the Middle East. They've absolutely destroyed the Middle East. And now you're going to watch companies like Schlumberger and, like I said, Halliburton and the rest of them go in there and probably try to clean up Venezuela. That's the only part that scares the heck out of me. As for the Maduro capture, whatever you want to call it, I think it was long overdue, and it goes deeper than, you know, what we just spoke about. It goes deeper than that. A lot of things that people aren't talking about right now, Brianna, is the immigration issue. I think you had over 10 million Venezuelan migrants leave that country under Maduro in just the last few years. By them getting this country back, Brianna, it's going to bring down immigration levels that are going into Colombia, immigration levels that are coming into America. Mark Mitchell, who you have on the show all the time, he's got me hooked on this Reddit thing. So anytime I want to look at something, Brianna, I go to Reddit and I see. So I was on Reddit last night and I'm reading what these people are saying from inside of Venezuela, family members, relatives inside Venezuela. And these people are thrilled. You look at what he's done to this country, Brianna. Since 2013, he shrunk their GDP by 75%. In 2018, he had their hyperinflation at near 1,000,000%. He brought oil production down from 3 million barrels a day down to about 800,000. I mean, he absolutely destroyed this country. And the only people that were getting rich, Brianna, were him and his cronies at the top. These poor people to finally be liberated and finally have a country that they can go down, they can go back home to.
Yeah, well, that's what's so exciting about all of this, honestly, is the fact that now we have a legitimate reason why these asylum claims will likely be shot down in immigration court. You know, I know people were a little hard on Kristi Noem yesterday, and I don't think she completed her sentence properly, but she was telling people that those Venezuelans that are in our country right now, obviously, they no longer have protected status, but they can apply for asylum if they want to. But the reality of it is there's no court that's going to approve it because the threat has been removed from Venezuela. And although obviously it's going to take some time before the government, before, you know, kind of trickles away and all these communists flee the country, the reality is they're going to have a transformation over these next few years. And it doesn't allow those who have come into our country looking for protective status and looking for asylum to have a lane anymore now that he's been removed from all of this. What do you expect the immigration courts to do? Do you think there's just going to be a massive push? Because I think we've taken in over 500,000 of them so far. Us, like we didn't want to do it. Obviously, it was the Biden regime. But how do you think this is going to go for the immigration courts, which are already flooded with immigrants?
I got to be honest with you, Brianna. I don't think, and I know so many of them living in New York, you know what it's like. It's illegal haven here. So you have no choice but, you know, to commingle with these people. I talked to so many of them, specifically from Venezuela, and you see them a lot working in restaurants here in New York. They don't want to be here. Okay, they had no choice but to be here. Now, I'm not giving it out for these people to come to this country illegally. They're illegal migrants, illegal aliens. They should not be here in the first place. But at the end of the day, I don't think they want to be here. Those people want to be in their country where they can thrive, where they can make a living, where they can live with their loved ones. You look at so many of them, they come here, Brianna, by themselves as adolescents. They make all this money. They send it back home. They don't see their family. They miss marriages. They miss deaths. They miss everything by coming here to America. That, I think, is another silver lining in what President Trump did here in Venezuela. If they can build this country back up, you'll have so many of these people who don't want to be here to begin with go back to their country and self-deport on their own. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. That's just a silver lining.
Yeah, no, it is. I actually want to play this video. John, I don't know if you remember this. This was pretty gruesome footage. I think I was working Trish Regan's show at the time too, and we were playing this footage of the protests in Venezuela and how, I mean, they were just, it's an evil, evil regime. But protesters who were peaceful, maybe they're throwing a rock, they ran them over them, and there was no regard for their lives. I believe one person was killed in all of this. But again, this was about 6 years ago, plus years ago. So I'm trying to remember the details on this. But I mean, obviously, that's going to trigger a lot of people and get them fired up. And that's probably why you see what's unraveling there. But I mean, this regime was pure, pure evil. What they were doing to peaceful protesters obviously got them really upset and created this violent surge. But they were running over protesters with their military tanks. I mean, this is insane.
Brianna, what does this remind you of on a smaller scale? This was almost America. Yeah. I mean, this was America on January 6th with that fake insurrection that the Democrats staged with their FBI informants and government three-letter agency informants. This is what America was going to come to. And people don't realize how close we were to it. starts with a stolen election, which Maduro has been doing for years, and it ends with protesters, peaceful protesters being arrested, peaceful protesters' lives being ruined, thrown in gulags, no criminal charges, in jail for years with no charges, leaders imprisoned, indicted. It's the exact blueprint that Maduro came up with that Joe Biden and the Marxist Democrats were trying to use in 2020. Mm-hmm. And if Donald Trump didn't win that election, the too big to rig, just a, you know, a year ago, a year and a little bit ago, we would have been Venezuela. There's no hyperbole about it. Make no mistake about it. That would have been us. We were on the trajectory. And I would even argue with some people, Brianna, that we were ahead of the trajectory of where Venezuela was at.
Yeah, it's really scary. It truly is scary because, again, as we just played in the footage, I mean, it was obvious that they were the ones antagonizing the crowd who was peaceful. And again, we still don't even know how many federal agents were there that day. They'll tell us, give us some brief overview, but they won't tell you exactly what their assignments were that day. We don't know if that's the honest number. And, you know, it's just pretty upsetting to see, John. But, you know, I got a good chuckle in because I don't remember. I mean, I don't know if you remember Border Czar Kamala Harris. She was supposed to remember get to the root cause of migration and why people were fleeing places like Venezuela. Well, apparently it only took the Trump administration about 88 minutes. But for Kamala Harris, it took her 4 years and she actually never resolved the issue at all. But she took to X to throw some shade because she's just a miserable, miserable human being. And her first sentence is Donald Trump. She can't even say president because she's such an unbearable woman. Donald Trump's actions in Venezuela do not make America safer, stronger, or more affordable. Now, I think I passed by, actually, a gas station on my way over here in Texas, and the prices around me were about $2 a gallon for regular. So I'd say, yeah, well, he's been doing a pretty good job at bringing that down. But most importantly, obviously, we talk about it. I'm not trying to oversell here, but we know that there's about 10% of the fentanyl coming in from Venezuela to the United States is a big issue. Okay. We know that they're obviously, and according to the indictment, they're shipping and bringing cocaine. We know all of this, but we also know that this is really going to tick off Russia and China. And we know that China actually sent their delegates the day before they actually met with Maduro. Yeah. So while she's sitting here pretending like this isn't going to make America safe again, or safer, I should say, what the heck is this woman even talking about?
You know, you brought up the Chinese delegation thing, and it just brought back a memory the first time I'm thinking about it. This is the second time where Donald Trump has poked Xi Jinping in the eyes.
Yeah.
You may remember President Trump during his first term sitting in Mar-a-Lago having dinner with Xi Jinping, launching strikes in the Middle East, blowing up air bases and blowing up runways. This is now the second time that he's sent a warning over to Xi Jinping. As for the Democrats, the great Lou Dobbs used to say, and Colonel Doug McGregor reminds me of it all the time, America's got the best government money can buy. And it's so true, Brianna, because you look at it. Are these people compromised, corrupt, or just stupid? And I think it's probably a massive mix of it all. But if you look at Kamala Harris and the job that the Biden administration did, they couldn't have done such a bad job by accident. So it makes you believe that these people are somehow gaining. And you look at stock portfolios. I think that's the easy thing to look at. But these people are somehow enriching themselves off of wars. They're enriching themselves off of migration. We were talking about immigration, Brianna. Two of the biggest criminal organizations in America, the Catholic Charities and the American Red Cross. And why do I say that? What they're doing down at the southern border, harboring illegals, helping illegals with lawyers, harboring them, giving them shelter, giving them transportation on where to go. Two of the biggest criminal organizations in America. And all of this was allowed to flourish and all this was allowed to flow under Joe Biden and under Kamala Harris. I don't think it was any mistake, Brianna. You look at Tim Walz today announcing he's not running for governor again. I think the chips are going to start to fall because Donald Trump does not care anymore. He has nothing to lose, Brianna. They want him dead. They want him in jail, and the gloves are off at this point, I believe.
Yeah, they are off. We're waiting for that press conference to begin shortly, though. We're expecting it to start up in about 10 minutes regarding Tim Walz. I know Fox is reporting that he's not running anymore for governor because of the fraud that's been uncovered. So we look forward to that. But, you know, I just honestly think, John, when it comes to these lefties, that they just despise this country so much. The ones that are apparently claim to be American, they despise us so much. They are full on communists. And I'm so upset with our current federal government right now because they're not doing enough to purge these commies out of this country. They don't belong here. They're so miserable. They're so anti-American that I would say that they're almost terrorists, and they're borderline terrorists at this point, some of them at least. But we're not doing anything to get them out of here. And I want to play this clip of a lefty who's very fired up. Now, it appears to be a woman, but it's not a woman, John. It sounds like it's
a man.
Don't
get me in trouble.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll just say that there's an individual who's very fired up about Nicolas Maduro being held right now in federal custody. Take a listen to clip 21.
With me all. Hands up, Venezuela!
All right, John, that obviously it takes balls to get up there and do just that. But not even Venezuelans are advocating for his release. But these lefties, these commies, really want him released from federal custody. At this point, you know, can we just deport these people? I'm over it.
You know, I was thinking about this last night. I wish some of these people, these freaks, because that's what they are, they're freaks. Yeah. These freaks, these Democrats, these beta males. I mean, Democrats are males are overwhelmingly beta boys. I'd love for some of them to go live in Venezuela for a week. Go live in Venezuela for a few days. Go live there for a month and see what it's like. See what these people live through. See what these people deal with on a daily basis. See what it's like to go days without eating a meal. See what it's like to go days and make cents on the dollar of what you should be making. I would love for them to go there and live this life. Now, I have no intention of going to do it because I know people from these countries. I know what it's like. I speak to them. It's terrible. Yet these freaks come out. They protest like they know what and they're all paid agitators.
Yeah.
But what is the point at the end of the day? You're absolutely right. Get them out of here. Scoop them up, deport them, send them back, and send that freak over to Venezuela. Or send him over to the Middle East and let him see what it's like to live in a country that's not free. You don't know what you got till it's gone. We almost lost America, and they take things for granted in this country, Brianna.
Yeah, it's like watching Zoe Ramadani. I don't live in New York anymore. I fled, and I'm just so upset to see how these communists have taken over New York. But it's not just going to happen in New York. It's going to happen everywhere. I don't think people realize it. You know, we think that these are a minority, but these people are loudmouth. They are well-funded by countries that hate us, people that hate America, and it's just not going well for us. It's not going well for us. I want to get to this, too, before we go, though, John, because I know President Trump was alluding to utilizing the Insurrection Act in regards to going after the crime in left-wing cities. And this has been a major, major issue for him, obviously implementing and sending out the guardsmen to try to secure these big cities. He's got to pull some of the back through the court orders and whatnot. It's been a long battle. But in clip 22, the president details the possibility of utilizing the Insurrection Act. Take a listen.
You know that Portland, we got it down to almost no crime. Do you know that? But we pulled it out. We had a Supreme Court decision. We can go back. We're allowed to go back in. But we'll go back in when the crime starts. Look, the crime will soon start because they now know that we're out. And at the appropriate time, we'll go back in. And we may, if we're allowed to, the most powerful thing we haven't used, the Insurrection Act.
You're considering using the Insurrection Act?
I've always
Where?
Considered it, but we haven't needed it anywhere. 48% of the presidents of this country have used it. Bush used it, I think, 22 times or something. You know that, right? I mean, Bush the Elder.
All right. So folks at home, if you don't know what the Insurrection Act is, obviously that is the president saying that he is potentially going to utilize this, the Insurrection Act of 1807, to nationalize and deploy the U.S. military. And obviously that would also federalize the National Guard as well. And this is something that the lefties, they fear monger with. So I think they're going to run with that clip. But again, he's just trying to cut down on crime. I mean, we saw that the homicide numbers did go down last year, thank God. I believe it was about a 20% dip on a federal level. So that's good news. But again, I mean, that's because the president has really taken this issue on. John, your reaction to him possibly implementing it?
Yeah, and it goes to show you what can happen when the Democrats work with the Republicans on the few things that we can work together on. Crime in the cities is one of them. Now, to all of Eric Adams' flaws that he had here in New York, I think he did end his term sort of saving face a little bit by allowing President Trump to send in ICE and to send in various organizations to help clean up New York. You look at Washington, D.C., President Trump in the matter of weeks able to clean up Washington, D.C. I don't understand why. And it goes back to what you're saying. These people hate America. These Democrats hate America. Chicago. Why don't they want the help? Why don't they want their streets cleaned up? Why? Where is our American right, Brianna, to walk down a street in New York City, to walk down a street in Houston, Texas? We'll name some blue areas and red states. In various parts of the country, where is our right as American citizens? Because Democrats always want to talk about rights. Healthcare rights, and voting rights. Where is our right as American citizens to walk down the street and not worry about a stray bullet hitting us in the head? Where is our right as Americans to take our children to playgrounds and not have to worry about gang members snatching them up, killing them? Where's our rights for kids to go to school and not have to worry about fentanyl infiltrating their schools? The Democrats mean to hate America. They mean to hurt America. And Brianna, they're doing just that. It's so dangerous in this country, and I can't say it enough, if Donald Trump did not win in November, this country would be on a terrible, terrible downward trajectory. We have nobody to thank but God for President Trump coming back for a second term.
Yeah. Yeah, John. No, I'm with you on that. It would have been a really, really bad 4 years for this country, and I don't think we would have been able to survive it. John Fawcett, thank you for joining us today. Folks, give him a follow on X, John Fawcett. And why? And he's also the host of the Great America Show. So make sure you tune into that as well. John, thank you for your time. We appreciate it as always.
Brianna, always a pleasure. You do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, folks, we're keeping our eye out for Tim Walz, who's expected to speak momentarily. So buckle up. We'll bring it to you once it begins. But according to several outlets, he is expected to bow out of his reelection campaign efforts to be governor of Minnesota. And it's all due to the fraud that's been exposed in his state. We'll bring that to you in just a bit. If you'd like to possibly weigh in, maybe on the Mark Kelly issue, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. You know, we brought that story to you before Fox claimed it was an exclusive. So there's that. That's a big win for us, of course. But if you want to weigh in on Mark Kelly getting reprimanded by the Department of War, join us. Do just that. We'll also get into the latest on the fraud. There's a lot more going on right now in both Minnesota and other places throughout the country. Good news in regards to the NGOs possibly being defunded as well. So we got that coming on in just a little bit. In the meantime, though, if you haven't done so already, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Whenever you purchase a supplement, you're going to get a free bottle of the Atomic Defense or the She Legit gummies. I say go with the Atomic Defense as we head into cold and flu season. You're going to want to take one of those every day, folks, to battle the cold and flu season. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and do just that.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at TimFullerStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air, kind of do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, same Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. They're like, God, that's a huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, plus $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.